USA Radio News.
President Trump is set to meet in Singapore with North Korea's Kim Jong-un in less than 2 hours. Much of the meeting will revolve around North Korea giving up their nuclear weapons. Harry Kazianis is a national security expert. He says that's easier said than done for the North Koreans.
Nuclear weapons are essentially part of North Korea's DNA. Asking them to get rid of their nuclear weapons is the equivalent of having them asked to be cut off their arm or something like that. It's literally built into their constitution. They make stamps of it. They put it into cakes.
Earlier today, reporters caught up with Dennis Rodman, who arrived as well today in Singapore.
Trump could have said something different. Kim Jong-un could have said something different, but I think that it's further to say that both of them want to see where this meet is going to go. So,
quick look at your final numbers on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed the day up just over 5 points to close at 25,322. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenix physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenix, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenix.com.
Gasoline prices fell for most Americans to an average of $2.92 a gallon. That's down just over 3 cents a gallon from last week. USA Radio Network's John Clements has more.
Motorists in California are still paying the highest at $3.74, but even that was a decline of 5 cents a gallon. Residents of South Carolina still have the lowest at $2.58. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us not every state saw a decrease in prices.
46 of the nation's 50 states saw average prices decline. The unlucky four with increases, Michigan, Idaho, Ohio, and South Dakota.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
Tyson's Food has recalled just over 3,100 pounds of frozen chicken after the company discovered it may have been contaminated by pieces of blue and clear soft plastic. The recall applies to 12-pound boxes featuring 3-pound bags of uncooked, breaded, original chicken tenderloins. The chicken was sold at restaurants across the country. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The ratings for the Tony Awards were flat this year, with just over 6 million adults between the ages of 18 and 49 watching it last night. Former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer has an idea on why he believes the ratings are not going up.
Because these people are trying to make every one of these shows a political cause. And they completely, it's completely inappropriate to do that to a primetime television audience. But it continues to exacerbate the chasm that exists between the American people and Hollywood and show how out of touch they are. De Niro represents exactly what's going on in this country, where they want to, the hypocrisy of the left. They want to call out the president for certain things, and then they engage in the same behavior that they find reprehensible, except they do it in public, on public airways, where every American could see it and just see how deplorable they are. It's amazing to me that this kind of behavior doesn't get called out on the left the way that the holier-thou attitude that they have when they call it out on the right.
Staying out on the West Coast, Bill Maher on his HBO program said bring on the recession in hopes that we could get President Trump out of office. Former advisor to George W. Bush, Karl Rove, says this sort of talk is truly amazing.
But pretty powerful that a guy who has a regular program that is seen by millions of people each week feels so free to suggest I want economic difficulty visited upon millions of ordinary Americans in order to achieve my political goal.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.